guys look nice. What's going on?
We've all been talking about.
Second day, third day, having a little fun. It's nice out. It's a little cold.
Yeah. What are your expectations for this season? Obviously, you've had a couple of solid campaigns. You know, missed some time due to injuries. What are the expectations for this year?
To have a better year than I did last year. You know, to have continued growth from my first year to my second year now. Take that next step. You know, have a better year than I did then, and one, stay healthy. That'll contribute to my better year. You know, being with my team, trying to make them better full time rather than missing time. So. That's my main thing, my main focus right now.
Yeah, you were saying in the spring some of the things. What are some of the things you maybe did to try to make sure you're at least try to stay more healthy and all that? You know, some exercise, your drills, and whatever you do.
Yeah, just tighten up my regimen a little bit. I had something I thought was working, and it obviously wasn't working as well as what I needed as far as in the long run and the stretch. So just switching things up a little bit and having a better approach on knowing more about my body and learning more.
How much fun is it to match up against Xavier Rhodes here in training camp?
It's a lot of fun. It's been fun since day one. You know, I love Zay. As you know, he's one of the best corners in the league. And I've been saying that. You guys are pretty new to it, eh?
It's a better trash talker out of you
two. We both don't talk too much trash. We're both real competitive, though, so I hate to lose. And, you know, we have honest wins and honest losses. So every day is a fight, and I look forward to it.
What's the biggest difference for you to having having Sam in camp this year compared to last year whenever you just rushed in?
Just time. You know, spending more time with him, learning more about him and how he likes to approach things. Before, we kind of just got through in the fire, so it's a better approach this year with the amount of time that we're working with to make things crisp and make things look how he wants to make them look.
Do you feel like there's a difference already?
Yeah, you know, more communication. You know, last year we kind of had it. Hit the ground just running. Now it's just more open communication and let's do this way. You know, just have an open line of communication early is always, you know, helpful.
Asked Harrison Smith if you're ready to have a breakout season. He said you've already broken out. Have you broken out already?
To me, I got a long ways to go, but I've had continued progress since my first year, and I plan on making the next step, you know, as far as like, you know, doing a little bit more, maybe a lot of more.
With the NFL relaxing the celebration rules, have you spent any time thinking about what
Yeah, I'm more focused on scoring right now. We'll worry about the celebrations afterward, but right now we're preparing to scoring the touchdowns or just getting the first down.
What does it take to be a good wide receiver in the NFL?
Commitment. You know, you got to have dedication to what you do. You got to love what you do. You got to be, you know, yeah, I love to study. I love to study people. You got to love to study guys. You got to bug them. Pay attention a little bit.
You really do it all, huh?
Just a little bit.
Is it a big deal for you guys to get out there in the pads, or is that something that you just make a big deal about?
Nah, that's a huge deal, actually. You know, everybody looks good in shorts and in a jersey. You know, get out here, thump a little bit, and feel things out. You know, you get to fill out personalities and who wants to bang all the time, especially for wide receivers and safeties and corners. You know, things are a lot more physical.
What's it like for a receiver to go all off season without facing, you know, ball the ground coverage and press coverage, and then you're able to do it out here on the third day?
Well, you on off season you should be working out, especially with guys as far as like trying to do a lot of press stuff because you won't see, especially with, you know, shoulder pads. But it's different, you know, when you come out here on the third day. You know, it's always going to be an adjustment, but it's never any excuse.
You mean guys do it on their own in the off season?
Yeah. I mean, you should be at least working out with your shoulder pads at least once, your helmet once, just to. You won't never lose all the feel of having something on your body while you're running.
Do you have DBs that you work out with your offseason to give you that press coverage look?
Yeah. I spend a lot of time in Houston. Not a lot of time, but a good amount of time. You know Kevin Johnson, good friend of mine, a corner for the Texans. So he's a very quick guy, a very quick wide.
You guys go out and get in?
Yeah, we get it in. Not necessarily just pass. Okay. We out there. We get it in there when we work out, so.
You saw Dalvin in OTAs and at the start of camp in just a shell, but to see him actually with the pads on, any changes from what you've seen?
No, I'm not a running back coach, but I'm out there trying to block for him, and I got 100% faith in him when he hits that second level. It's going to be special.
What have you thought about the wide receiver group as a whole, some of those younger guys maybe?
Those are my guys. I'm a rapper, them regardless. So but as an older guy in my group now, I look at myself as a leader. I kind of approach it that way, you know, stay on those guys. You don't want to be too hard on them. They got a lot on their plate already. But, you know, stand there, let them know that you're there for them, and, you know, we all cheering for them.
Is that the biggest difference for you over the last couple of years coming here to Mankato? Is at one point you're just trying to make the team and get on the field, and now you're taking the leadership role?
I mean, my first year I wasn't really focused on making the team. I was really focused on just getting my job done. I necessarily felt as if I got my job done, I was going to make the team. But that transition now is just a different approach. I'm looking at it from a different point of view, and I know how hard it is. I've been in those shoes, and I know it's a lot of information thrown at you. So you just got to handle it well. You got to let guys know, you know, I got your back. You know, I ain't going anywhere. I'm right here with you. Don't even worry about it. So just try to switch that over a little bit.
You the same weight you were last season?
Pretty much, yeah. But my diet's a lot different. You know, I'm a lot leaner than I was. I try to keep it that way. You know, as far as the season goes, you know, things trim down a little bit in the season. So I try to keep it and stay strong, stay fast.
What's your weight now?
194.
What's yours, Chris? About 208.6.
Six-pack shorty.
Well, that flies off. Take away point one.
Everybody good? Thank you, guys.
Thanks, I appreciate it.